For two chefs in Detroit, music is a passion they can literally taste.
Every month, Germaine Booz and Amber Beckham put together a 3-hour, 5-course dinner inspired by a specific album.
We try to pay homage to whatever artists that we're doing. So that could be from like their backgrounds, their favorite foods, or even like what lyrics they say in the songs.
Their creation is called Vinyl Tastings, and it pairs each dish with wine and a song.
Take the Notorious B.I.G. and his 1994 hit, Big Papa. A T-bone steak, cheese,
eggs, and Welch's great conversation. So boom, right? Like he tells you a whole meal right there. It's like, all right, let's do something a little bit elevated with it. Let's play with it.
Chef Boo says that line inspired him to create a black garlic rub for a strip steak with a Japanese omelet and smoked grape reduction.
This Sunday, their muse is Detroit native Jay Dilla and the late artist's 2006 album, Donuts. Dilla was a hip-hop producer who famously sampled old songs and turned them into new beats.
The first dish on the menu is based on this track, Gobstopper, which started with crispy chicken wing-inspired Brussels sprouts, something meant to remind you of the club.
Gobstopper was like one of the songs that would like set the club on fire, right? And like I listened to the actual sample that he created the song from, and I realized that Dilla had took that 40 seconds, and he used the first 20 seconds to make one song, he used another 20 seconds to make another song, and another 20 seconds to make another song. So we're gonna do the Brussels sprout wings, but like Dilla, I'ma chop up the Brussels sprouts to find different ways to use them inside the same dish.
The menu also includes dishes inspired by Coney Dogs, a Detroit staple, and of course, donuts for dessert. This month's dinner comes as part of Detroit's annual Dilla Day, a festival that honors the artist who died in 2006 of complications from lupus.
It's a big deal for Chef Booz, who says he moved to Detroit for the hip-hop scene, and Jay Dilla had a huge influence.
He had his own unique rhythm that he would add to it. And it was very jazzy, funky, melodic. This particular dinner is a full circle moment for me.
As for next month, well, the chefs have gotten a lot of requests for Beyonce, but Erykah Badu is next on the menu.